Let's explore confidentiality now. Psychologists have very tight restrictions on sharing information, and for very good reasons. And I'm constantly surprised how lax confidentiality is in other disciplines. It's important that yoga teachers respect and uphold their students' confidentiality. This means not talking about a student to anyone without the student's consent, and includes not even mentioning that they're a student of yours or attended a class or training without their consent. If you feel it would be beneficial to your student to pass on information about them to somebody else, like another teacher or a health practitioner, always get explicit consent first. If you share information about students between teachers at a yoga school, make sure that the students know this before attending class. Consider putting it in your intake form. If you seek supervision or mentoring about a student with another yoga teacher, do it anonymously. You can speak about the student to a peer or a mentor without using their name or other identifying information. If you're keeping a list of students who attended your classes or are taking notes on the students in your class, don't keep it on scraps of paper lying around in your car or in random documents on your desktop computer that you share with your partner or your kids. Be sure to keep this information locked away and destroy it when it's no longer needed. The rule of thumb for psychologists is to keep confidential information behind two locks. So this might be a locked filing cabinet in a locked room, or on a password-protected computer in a locked room, or using specialized software that is password-protected and encrypted. It's important that you adhere to the data protection laws in your country. Confidentiality also extends to taking and posting photographs of your students online. Only take and share photographs of your students when they've explicitly agreed to it and there's no social pressure for them to say yes. If I want yoga photographs on my social media channels, I either have someone take photographs of me or I ask my friends to, you know, pose as my students for a photo shoot. If you're encouraging students to share in a group setting, I suggest asking everyone to agree to uphold the confidentiality of the members of the group beforehand. This means that people are agreeing to not share any information that arises within the context of the yoga class with anyone who is not present. You might say something like, "So before we start sharing here, I'd like to check in and make sure everyone agrees to holding this space sacred and keeping everything that arises here confidential. So while you're welcome to share your own experiences of this class with others, you agree that you will not share the experiences of anyone else and will hold what happens here as confidential. Please raise your hand if you agree." I've never had anyone not agree to this, but if they don't agree, don't continue with a sharing circle and consider whether the student is appropriate for the class. All right, that's it for confidentiality. It might be short and sweet, but that does not mean that it's not important. I hope that it inspires you to consider how to uphold the confidentiality of your students, and I'll see you in the next video.